It's Wednesday. And on Wednesdays at about 10:15, we study Tehillim. That's a good minhag that we adopted starting last year with the passing of Mrs. Lily Meddeb alayhi shalom. Lily Le'abad Virginie. These classes are dedicated in her memory by her son, Mr. Rafi Meddeb Yishmiru Wa'il. But we're moving on today to chapter 37. Now, a lot of classic pisukim in this chapter. I would recommend for those that want literal translation of the chapter, of course, you have to open it up and study it. We're just going to try to pick out some of the highlights and give some insight. So I'll direct you first to Pasuk Dalet in this chapter. The Pasuk says, Behit Anag al Adonai. You should have pleasure on God, from God. And if you do that, V'yitin Lecha Mishalot Lebecha. God will give you your heart's desires. So the simple explanation is, if a person, if his onig, if his pleasure in life is godly pleasures, as opposed to physical pleasures, he gets a ta'anug from learning, he gets a ta'anug from praying, he gets a ta'anug from doing mitzvot. So the v'ta'anag al Hashem, your onig, your enjoyment comes from service of Hashem. So the v'yitin lecha mishalot lebecha. Then God will give you your heart's desires, which means God will give you the wherewithal in order that you can continue having onig and those things. So I'll give you health, and I'll give you parnasa, and I'll give you all those things so you can continue serving him and having the onig in mitzvot. There's a derash that the mikubalim say that we know that there's 22 letters in the Torah. And that's really the greatest hana'ah that a person can have. The real onig that a person gets is when he studies the Torah that's configured from the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. So they say if you take the Shem of Hashem, Yudke Vavke, and you take the letters before Yudke Vavke. The letter before Yud is a Tet. The letter before He is a Dalet. The letter before Vav is a He. And the letter before He is a Dalet. So it's Tad, Tet, Dalet, He, and Dalet. That's a Shem Kadosh. We have that Kavanah during Yemei Ben Mitzarim, during the Tefillah. Now, if you take that Shem, Tet Dalet, how much is Tet? Tet is 9. Dalet is 4, that's 13. And He is 5. And Dalet is 4, that's 22. So therefore, the Pasuk is telling us, Bet Anag, you should have Onig. Where should your Onig be? Al Hashem, on the letters that are on top of Hashem. The letters that are on top of Yudke Vavke are Tet, Dalet, He, and Dalet. So therefore, if you have your Onig on the 22 letters of the alphabet, then indeed God will provide you all of your wishes. But the Ben Ish Chai has I saw brought down in one of the Sefarim, the Chida actually brings it down in Hormat Anach. He says that the Gemara writes in Masechet Betzah on page 16 that although a person's parnasa is predetermined from year to year, and Rosh Hashanah already is determined how much money a person is going to make. However, not included in the bottom line is the monies that he spends for Shabbatot and Yamim Tovim, which actually means that if a person spends money for food and for delicacies and for drinks and for desserts and all different types of pleasurable foods for the Onik Shabbat, so the Gemara says that doesn't come out of his bottom line. It says, She'im mosif mosifim lo. That if he adds, it's on God's tab. God will add money to his bottom line. But if Chida makes an important qualification, that the onig that he has to have is not for himself. The onig has to be lichbod Shabbat. If he's just doing it for personal, physical satisfaction, that's not enough. So his lashon is, Kishetochal b'Shabbat b'yom tov, It's a mitzvah, so you should do it because you're giving God pleasure. Which means the honor that you have should be Lashem Shamayim. And then what? Then God will give you the money back. There were some people say, hey, I spent all this money on Shabbat, I don't know if I got it back. Again, the honor has to be Lashem Shamayim. And then you'll get your heart's desires, meaning Borei Olam will refund you the money. The main pasuk that I came to discuss today, actually I saw another story, a very interesting story about the Beit HaLevi. This story was told by Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank about the great rabbi called Beit HaLevi. A fellow came to him in the middle of Shabbat meal, or before the Shabbat meal during the day, and he was in a panic, the guy. He said, Rabbi, I need a prayer. My daughter is in labor, and the baby's not coming out, and I need your rabbi to make a tefillah. The doctor says, if the baby doesn't come out soon, bar minan, it's sakana. So the Beit HaLevi told him, did you make kiddush yet? I'm dealing with this crisis. He says, so if you didn't make kiddush, that means you didn't have the seudah yet either. Do me a favor. Let's sit down. Let's make kiddush. Let's have lunch. And then we'll deal with the issue. So he sat down. He made kiddush. He ate with the Beit HaLevi. The Beit HaLevi actually invited him over. And after he finished the seudah, the Beit HaLevi asked him, did you enjoy the seudah of Shabbat? And he said, I must say, yes, I enjoyed it. He says, okay, now you have no problem. Everything will be okay. So he said, what are you talking about? He says, the pasuk says, "V'ta'anaga l'Hashem." Once you have an oneg, then God will answer all your heart's desires. That's a new sigula, rabotai. If a person wants to have, his mishalot libo, his requests answered, "V'ta'anaga l'Hashem," oneg Shabbat. Go sit down, have oneg Shabbat, and then you could ponder in your thoughts. And the zechut of the onik Shabbat, Borei Olam should bring you yeshuot. Borei Olam should bring you salvations. I would have thought the eating on Shabbat with the right kavanah of onik is actually able to turn a nega into onik. It's able to turn troubles into pleasure.